This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 94 for Thursday, October 8th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts were lower on Thursday, with chart-based positioning a feature as values consolidated under nearby resistance. Canola was down 2 to more than $3, November down $3.20 at $522.20 per ton. Speculative profit-taking and fund long liquidation were a feature, with a firm tone in the Canadian dollar also weighing on prices. Gains in Chicago soy, oil, and beans throughout the day did provide some support, but the soy complex retreated lower as the day progressed. The U.S. Department of Agriculture releases updated supply-demand estimates tomorrow, and traders were busy adjusting positions ahead of that report. In the U.S., soybeans ended lower, as did corn and wheat. November soybeans down a penny at the close at $10.50 per bushel. It had posted gains for most of the day on the back of solid export demand. Weekly U.S. soybean export sales of 2.6 million tons topped trade estimates. The USDA also announced additional private export sales of 374,000 tons of soybeans to China this morning and additional business to Mexico and other unknown destinations. Tomorrow's updated supply-demand estimates will be watched to see if the government agency raises its projections for exports this year. Brazil's CONAB released production estimates today, pegging the soybean crop there at a record 133.7 million tons. That would be up by about 9 million on the year. Corn futures, they were a bit softer on the day, December down 2 cents at 3.87 per bushel. Weekly U.S. corn export sales of 1.2 million tons were in line with expectations, but roughly triple what was sold during the same week the previous year. CONAB pegged Brazil's corn crop at 105.2 million tons, that'd be well above the USDA's current forecast. Friday's USDA report will include updates to world production numbers. Wheat futures posted large losses today as traders booked profits after recent gains. Minneapolis spring wheat down 8 cents in the December contract at 541.5 per bushel. Kansas City down 15 cents at 528 per bushel. And Chicago wheat down 12 cents in December at 595 per bushel. Weekly U.S. wheat export sales came in at just over 500,000 tons. Dry weather in both the Black Sea region and parts of the U.S. plains did remain supportive. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, October 8th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.